you have to hit rock bottom to, you know, there's only up from there. Again, I felt very lost at the time. So anything that could help me, I was like really just craving for it. And then you told me.
You changed your life completely. You stopped working PR. You became a yoga and Qigong teacher.
Yes.
What are the three things you do every single day to make your dreams come true? What do you do? Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today, special guest, my niece, full disclosure, Emily Lasanti.
Hello, guys.
So Emily is coming to talk to us today because as part of the system of Own Your Health, which is really what we're talking about now, part of it is very much connected to emotional and spiritual wisdom and unleashing that inner knowledge that all of us carry with specific techniques, whether they're physical or journaling or thought processing or aligning yourself into eclipses or seasonal nodes or all sorts of things that we can do to support ourselves. Now, it's no point just sitting there journaling if you're not physically moving the body and eating a good diet and getting a good night's sleep. So there are some sort of baselines that this episode is going to hook itself into, which is the sort of basic self-care we need to do. But once we've done all that and you're doing your Pilates or you're going to yoga lessons and you're doing your 10,000 steps and you're exercising regularly and you're following a good regular routine with your sleep and your diet and your eating and your portions and all of that, and yet you're still sick. Well, this is really where Emily comes in. Not only is she a highly qualified yoga teacher and Qigong teacher, but she's also one of the wisest people I've ever met. Wise beyond her years.
Stop.
Now, and I say that not just because she's my niece and I'm terribly proud of her. It's not that. It's actually genuinely, I actually can't look at Emily's content when I'm filming my own because she puts me off. So I want to bring some of Emily's incredible wisdom into today's episode to talk about how to unleash our inner healing. So, Emily, will you tell everyone your own personal story, which does involve a little bit of a credit to yours truly over here. So, yeah. Emily, tell everyone.
Well, thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. This whole subject is extremely close to my heart because of what I've been through and the trials and tribulations that I've been through to get to where I am. But I also do believe that this is part of my purpose. And having Katie as my wonderful aunt has also been a part of the unfolding because meeting her set me up to like go down this path or this trajectory and really help me to learn everything that I know now and accumulate all the wisdom that I have now. So I do owe her a lot. In 2017, that's kind of like my starting point in my head. I was very, I guess the best word you could use is lost. I just was not treating my body correctly, which as we know is one of the, I mean, the most important thing, the baseline. Drinking way too much. I still like to have a drink and maybe I drink a little bit too much sometimes, but I really have gotten that a lot more balanced. At that time though, I was in a sorority in university in America. Lots of drinking going on there, plus eating barely any food. And then when I did, it was like a huge amount. You know, it was balance. Yeah, which I think a lot of us struggle with because we don't know what the balance is. And sometimes we have to find out through our own experience to find the balance and what our body needs. But during that time, I was also in a really bad relationship. So the whole arena, like I had great friends around me, but that was pretty much it. You know, I was really lost. Didn't know what I wanted to do after college. And the first like pinnacle point in my brain was, and I know you probably talk about this in your podcast, but getting guided by some sort of higher force. Like I really do feel like a higher force, whatever that may be and whatever someone may describe it as in their experience, did kind of guide me through this path. because it started with me finding a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. I don't know if you've read that book. But it's just about literally what it says. It's about thinking positive to create a better life. I had this aha moment because that triggered my, awakening thoughts, right? So I'm sure we've all had a moment in our lives where we're like, what am I doing? What is going on here? What is happening? Why am I treating myself like this? What's the purpose?
Why me? Why this? Why now?
Exactly.
That is what we all go through. At some point or other, you either have it because you're feeling unsettled. Mm-hmm. So it's not like an illness per se, but it's just an upset sensation. Or the body by this point is screaming at you for some reason and your symptoms are getting so bad that you just think, I've now got to do something about this. And we all go through these moments in life.
Yeah. And with Chinese medicine, as we know, and just in general, the body is the subconscious and it's highly connected to higher wisdom and divine wisdom, in my opinion. So the divine wisdom, I feel like, was, you know, my body screaming at me and being like, come on, like, let's go in another direction. What are you doing? So the unfolding of events after that was really interesting because I graduated college, still like didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I did have a Christmas where I saw Katie and she just dropped this little nugget of information that I never thought of, even though my mom is from the UK, and said, why don't you get your British passport? Like, you love Europe, because I studied abroad there for a bit. You don't really like know where you want to go. Just do a little backpacking, come to the UK. Let's sort out like something for you to get over here. Whatever. So that like really, really piqued my interest. And I was like, yes, like that was the first thing I think that a comment even in my life that I was like, full yes.
Yeah.
I came over here and the trajectory of me still treating my body incredibly poorly was ongoing. Mm. Even though I came over here, had the job, felt like I sorted my life out a little bit.
And you had really bad symptoms. Let's just be clear about that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just erratic lifestyle habits. They were manifesting as actually very, very severe health issues, which were then under medical supervision with your GP.
Yeah. And now with the knowledge that Katie's given me through Chinese wisdom as well, I see that these things were not only from how I was treating my body. Obviously, that was a part. But I think it was a lot of like old energy that I was needing to clear because each organ is connected to a specific emotion, right? So I had severe asthma. So,
and it was really bad. You on the lot I was holding on to, weren't you?
I was on inhalers left and right. It was so bad. Plus, I had vertigo, which they all kind of went together because it was like I couldn't breathe. So my body was out of balance.
Yeah.
And my body was out of balance. So I was getting panic attacks.
Yeah.
Like it was a trifecta of beautiful things. But I was, at my end's wit. And I think a huge thing that is spread around the wellness or spiritual community a lot, or a huge quote, is like you have to hit rock bottom to, you know, there's only up from there,
yeah,
the thing, to like want to actually heal yourself. And I had to get to that point.
Yeah.
But coming to London, I had another session with you. And I remember, so like, I'm sure you remember it too.
I do. It was in the flat.
Yeah. In your amazing flat. And Katie was channeling her inner wisdom and it was unlike anything I'd ever seen before, but it felt very magical in the moment. And again, I felt very lost at the time. So anything that could help me, I was like really just craving for it or yearning it for it. And then you told me, basically you have to go through these lessons with your health and with healing in order to teach others. Mm. And that's actually exactly what happened. So thank you for that.
Well, and the thing is, Emily, the good thing about this story for anyone watching is to take hope from this, because what Emily did was she took the information and then did it. So lots of people listen to it and then don't do it. And it's, as a therapist, this can be quite frustrating. It's like, oh my God, can you just do what I said and it will help you? But not everyone does. Not everyone's ready to. But Emily was. So she ran with it. And the other thing just to say at this point is, you know, this was done in conjunction with her GP. You were under GP consultation at the time. So it wasn't like she just chucked away her meds and started doing some body tapping. And that was that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she followed the advice that we're giving you within this Own Your Health narrative, which is basically working on the three structures of the body, the physical body, the emotional body and the spiritual body, and was talking to her GP at the same time. So basically, to cut an amazingly interesting story a little bit shorter, was she came completely off medication, symptoms completely disappeared. You changed your life completely. You stopped working PR. You became a yoga and Qigong teacher.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is how you unleashed this, the amazing things that you teach now in terms of what you've learned and how you teach, because that's what you do. You took all of that wisdom and now teach it to everyone.
Yeah. Well, so as a side note, that was over a period of 9 years. So healing is not linear. And I think,
of
course, I took the information and ran with it, but I did go through many cycles of falling back into old patterns. You know, it's like,
but the medication,
little hamster wheels.
That didn't take that long. What was that, 2 years?
The medication and the healing actually was very quick. After I started to apply the methods and the self-healing methods along with weaning off the medication, it was like a quick process.
So how long was that, a year, half a year?
Honestly, probably 6 months.
Wow. But with her GP, so please, that doesn't mean just kind of chuck your meds away and don't care. So then it got to the really interesting stuff because you jacked in your old job.
Right. So yeah, basically started a new job. I started to do Qigong and yoga teaching first, and then I started to do meditation teaching as well because these are the facets that help me along with changing my routines and changing my health. And then when that healing was done and when I felt like more grounded in myself, more full of vitality, full of energy, and also when you do this healing, like, of course, you have that spring of energy running through you, which is what creativity is, right? So I felt finally like I could be creative and like I could actually channel this healing into creating my life now. And so that's where manifestation came in.
Is incredibly brave, because most of us, and it wasn't like every single person in Emily's universe turned around and went, well done, that's a really brave move, congratulations, well done you for coming out of the system and for being brave and doing it on your own. Actually, quite the opposite. And there were several people around you who were kind of almost offended by your bravery. And as a fellow healer myself, at 28, which is a little bit older than you, but then again, it was the 20th century, folks. It was the same thing. So I came out of my job, which was marketing, it was a similar sort of area to you. And I had, you know, the salary and the flat and the this and the that and the other, and decided to basically leave it all behind and to have this eureka moment where, like you, I just couldn't do it anymore. And everyone went mad. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody actually seemed to like the fact that we bucked the trend and just said, no, we're going to do it a different way. And it was like, you're mad, you're mad, you're mad. And you think, well, no, you're mad. So you were brave.
Well, I love that you brought that up, because within manifestation and when you're trying to make a change, basically the main rule that applies in manifestation is your inner world reflects into your outer world.
Right. Left to number one from
your holding within, it reflects without. But the interesting thing is when you get to a new level of yourself, right, when you start to heal and make changes and make different things that are outside of the norm or outside of the, what do they call, the matrix, I guess, or the, you know, the structures that are put in place, then you get basically spiritually tested, like you get triggered, like things that are your old belief systems, they call it purging, spiritual testing, releasing, but that energy needs to go somewhere.
Right.
So that's actually part of the manifestation process. Like when you are making a big change in your life that may be something brave or outside of the norm, like you probably will get backlash and you have to keep going.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's just pause there for a second, because this is a really, really interesting point. And this is why, guys, I'm not just plugging my niece. Okay. She's so wise. It's fantastic. And do have a look, because she explores all of this in her content. Okay. I mean, Emily, you really need your own podcast. Like, seriously. I mean, otherwise you just have to come on mine all the time. But this spiritual testing thing is a really important thing, because you would have thought that when you come into something where you go, right, I really want to work on this in myself, this is something which is blocking my energy, this is a spiritual or an emotional issue which is actually having physical symptoms, okay? Because the thing about the body, as I've explained, is that we've got this thing called the pyramid of health, okay? So think of an Egyptian pyramid, and the bottom level is physical, the middle bit is emotional, and the top bit is spiritual, and they're not separate, okay? Everything is relating to everything else, okay? So if you're working on, say, physical symptoms, as Emily had, she was not just addressing the physical symptoms with the physical activities that we were suggesting, like Qigong and yoga and hot cold bathing and tapping and gua sha and all the things that we discuss, okay? She was also doing the manifestation work. So she was working at a very, what I call, high healing level, and immediately stumbles across this thing that she's just said, which is it's not an easy process, okay? But it is easy when you know the rules. Mm-hmm. So when you have these people like us telling you, don't worry about, it's a bit like Delia Smith in the 80s when I learned to cook. Don't worry if it curdles, give it a quick stir and it'll be okay. But okay, Delia says that. Don't worry if you make a brave move to start addressing a spiritual or emotional blockage, which is sitting inside what's going on in your symptoms right now, it's not just very likely, it is absolutely inevitable that you will have a spiritual challenge coming in straight behind. And I vow to you with every bone in my body, that is true. I've just been through another kind of portal level myself recently, and in came one, two, three, one after the other, three challenges. Can you stay in this energy frequency, Katie, no matter what?
Well, that goes hand in hand with health as well. It's like when you start to eat more healthy or choose sobriety or like just choose more balance in your life, the world is set up to make you unhealthy, right? It's set up to test you. So it's like, come on, just have one couple drink. More drinks, or come on, have some McDonald's.
Have literally, this coffee. Yeah, literally.
So you have to, it's like a tree. Like you have to be so rooted in your new identity that you don't sway. And even if you do, it's fine. You can get back through the center.
Rooted. But what I've learned where I've just been recently is you have to be so joyful that you're in such a good place inside that the no matter what kicks in. So I'm feeling so good that even if someone's nicked my car, all right, I mean, it's not great, but it's fine. I'll deal with it. Actually, good old police actually found it. Amazing. I mean, it's been bashed around a bit. But anyway, but it's the same with I feel so healthy inside my body. The last thing I want to put into myself is, I don't know, a cigarette or some sweets when I'm buying some petrol for the car or thinking a negative thought or being pulled down by negativity around me or being pulled back into an old pattern of behavior because someone's popped up out of my past that actually should just remain in my past. So let's go back to it. So you get tested.
Well, you get tested, and I like to think of it too, like related to Qigong, like 100%. I always go back to Qigong in Chinese medicine because that's really where I started with this. It's you have like this energy field around you, and you want to protect your energy field. And you, as you ascend, I don't even like the word ascension, but as you just align more with your true self, right? Which is joy and love and health and confidence and all those good things.
Okay, that's kind of as you alchemize.
As you alchemize.
That's the best word.
Yeah, power, everything. Then you're in your new identity and then you have this energy field around you. But as you said, if you're allowing those things in or putting the negative things into your body, you can always get back to that healed state, but it's like you're creating little fragmentations in your energy field, you know, and like those are going to cause energy leaks and cause like things to go awry or more anxiety in your body. So it's really about like honoring your temple, which is your body, but also honoring your field and being like, I am this powerful, amazing human, not even human, like this powerful soul. And I don't want to allow these things that once brought me down to bring me down anymore.
So let's just pause it up for a sec, because the wisdom from Emily pours out so brilliantly that it's just like we could jump to the next thing. Let's just take a stop for 1 second. Okay. So as you're watching this, something that Emily and I both teach is a sort of very, very, very simple sort of body scan. Okay. So it's very easy with this pace of life that we're in to be so distracted all of the time because we've got so many distractions now, more than I had as a child and even you had as a child. Right. It's insane. So it's very easy to just not notice what actually matters, which is what's going on inside your body. So just take a second now and notice how you feel. Okay, I say this to my ladies all the time. So healing is feeling, feeling is healing. Notice how you feel. The first thing you're going to notice is physical pain. It's the first thing that pops up straight away. So for me, I'm always aware of my right-hand shoulder, which is, it's like Mrs. Brown's knees in Paddington. I mean, it's the exact barometer of what's going on in my health. If it's twinging, it means it needs addressing. It means somebody's not
all right. My chest.
It's always your chest. So there's always going to be, not always, there's very likely to be something physical going on inside your body. Okay. It may be a reaction from an old injury. Okay. It could just be an old health issue. So the injury for me was a whiplash injury. Your injury was asthma. Okay. So it can be sitting within an organ. It can be sitting within a joint. It can be sitting within an area. So let's just pay attention to that first. But once you've gone through the physical, let's go to the next level of the pyramid, which is emotional. Okay, how are you feeling? So how's your heart? How's your middle? How's your solar plexus? So I often find that this little area here around the solar plexus often kind of goes a bit, because it's been sort of bashed and bruised over the years. Or it might be your heart. It could be that your poor little heart's been broken. Most people's hearts have been broken at some point, sadly. So your heart might be crying a little bit, going, wow. Well, might be your lungs. So your lungs are responsible for gratitude and also grief. So if you've lost someone that you love, who's very close to you, this season is very much connected to the grief energy. Okay. It could be that the lungs are still crying. Okay. It could be even more subtle than that. So let's just, now we've acknowledged what your poor little body, and just give it some attention, give it some love. Let us give it some love as well whilst we're sat here. We might as well give you bang for your buck,
then.
Although this is free. So let us just love you. I call this the love grid, okay, with my community, which is this love grid is a beat. I can feel it's just coming just as I've said it. It's like a magic abracadabra. The love grid connects all of us together, okay, no matter where we are in the world, whatever time you're watching this or rewatching this, it doesn't matter. This love grid, just imagine this grid, and we're all connected into it. So Emily and I are just going to put our lovely love energy into it. And I invite any of you watching this, if you've got any love to give, just imagine you're just putting love into the grid and the grid's just glowing like that. Okay. If you've got no love to give and you're in such a state, you think, I haven't got anything for anyone. I'm really feeling ill right now, Katie. Then all you do is you absorb, just take the love out of the grid. Okay. And what you do is you give gratitude. So you're grateful to all of the people putting love into that grid right now, including us. Because why? Because we have learned how to give you that love because we've suffered. And there is no greater gift than any human can offer any other human, which is to have suffered on their behalf. Mm. Now, that's the concept of caritas and charity in its original sense in the Middle Ages. Okay, so caritas is literally giving you divine love frequency because we've learned how to give through the pains that we've had to ascend and transcend ourselves through, to then alchemize, to then convert that pain into love, to offer it back to you. So therefore, the beginning of the process is not forcing yourself to love back, but just being grateful for that, which is very easy when you put it like that. It's like, wow, Emily, thank you for your pain. Thank you, because that's just helped me. Now, if you want to take that step further, guys, is the breath in and out. Okay. So what you could do is, as you breathe in, just suck in the love. And as you breathe out, give back the gratitude. Okay.
I love that.
It's the love grid. That's the love grid. Okay. That's the love grid, guys. So just keep doing that. The love grid will appear whenever you need it. So we've done physical. There's the emotional. Now, the spiritual is the last bit that Emily was talking about. If you check into your body, now we go into the high healing stuff, which is the reason for your pain, the reason why these things have happened to you in the first place, and the way that you can high heal yourself into uplifting the physical body and the emotional body. So she's talked about the blockages that can come in when you make a physical change. And when you check into your body, you will notice, first of all, any physical things happening, any emotional things, and all emotions attached to the organs in Chinese medicine. But then you go into the high level of healing, which is the goodness and the joy is so entrenched inside you. You feel so good. The last thing you're going to go and do is eat a packet of crisps or have a cigarette or put a toxic relationship
right away.
Oh my God, because it's so sensitive. So a toxic person coming in that maybe you were friends with before, but actually perhaps your journey's now meant that you're no longer, it's a bit like a kind of rocket going and that bit's kind of gone away like that and you're still going up, up, up. It's not good to invite that energy back in.
Yeah.
So the first thing that you've just taught us is that don't be concerned that when you go through a bit sort of what I would call a portal, that you immediately get tested. That is fairly standard stuff, guys. That's like the Delia Smith milk curdling. Okay, don't worry about that. Notice them and say to yourself, I would always say, it's a spiritual test. It's a spiritual test. I am being tested right now, right here, with the car, with the ex-boyfriend, with the ex-crush. In they come. And you're literally like Sonic the Hedgehog with a bat going bam, 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 bam.
Fly swatter.
Yeah. And then what happens is your guides are going to, because you are in Earth school, folks, okay? So you were part, these are like your GCSEs. Okay. So in come the spiritual test. And the guides will sit there, and when they're satisfied that you've passed them, and they go, oh yeah, she's fine, she's passed them with flying colors, she's not falling backwards, she's in the new space, she's rooted in her new space, she's happy with the new space, what happens next?
What happens next is that you have, as you said, so much like gushing unconditional love within you. I guess some spiritual healers call it like inner union, or this thing where you're kind of just united back to that full sense of innate joy that we come from, which is like source energy.
Basically, you feel fantastic.
You feel amazing.
Euphoria.
Then you want to spread that.
Yes.
Like you've done it with yourself, and you are your own greatest project, right? But then you feel such an it's an overflowing cup, right? Mm. So then you want to, that's when you align with your true purpose, because however you and output your love into the world through music, through healing, through even like being in a 9-to-5 and doing your structural work, like how, whatever your purpose is, it's overflowing from you and you feel highly motivated and like you're just in this stream of opportunity because you're there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've got, and not that there won't be, because life is earth school. So you're going to continuously go through challenges, but now you can identify a challenge and say, no, haha, that's joke.
So if you, instead of, we sit there for 1 second on this amazing nugget that Emily's just dumped on everyone, to just say, when I talk about the Own Your Health system, okay, the system begins with the answer to the three questions we always ask when there's a problem, which is why me, why this, why now, okay? And I've just dropped on you to say, well, you're in earth school. Okay, so think of it now. Dolores Cannon taught me that. She's no longer with us, although she is, obviously, but she's no longer sat in the chair. I've just got goosebumps. So she's like, oh, I'm here. Thank you very much. Actually, I need to put a third chair up for her. But anyway, Dolores Cannon, who's the most fantastic, oh, gosh, she's amazing. If you've never watched any of her stuff, please have a look. But she referred to it as Earth School. I thought, I like that. I'm going to take that and credit her. So Dolores Cannon refers to Earth School. The two key things you have to know about Earth School, okay, which answer the questions, why me, why this, why now, is the first thing you're here to do is evolve through learning, okay? You learn, you show remorse, because it's an active energy when you've messed up, because we're in Earth School, so of course you're going to mess up because you're learning. But what you do is you learn from your mistakes, and that's the key benefit of aging. And if you don't, that's where the thing starts to stagnate, and then in comes the sickness. So the first thing is kind of learn and fix yourself. So learn and go through the process that Emily's just been talking about of kind of ascending through your mistakes, alchemizing through your mistakes. So that's the first thing, is getting through the wisdom lessons that you're here to learn in the Earth School. The second point of Earth School is once you've got the memo and you've gone, oh my God, this makes complete sense, I understand, you're here to help others too. And that's really what Emily was just saying, that once that energy starts to flow inside you, you suddenly feel that you've got your place in society, which is you want to give to others too. Now, in our case, we've become healers, whether that's through body or through wisdom or through journaling or through teaching on social media, it doesn't matter. But every single person now in society needs to look at their job and look at it in that context of Earth Schools. What am I doing to help myself? And what am I doing to help others? Okay, now, we need to look at the contribution that we are making to the structure of the environment around us in that way. That is the 21st century narrative. It's no longer sort of, I don't know, going into a job that we both went into so that people around us could say, oh, well done, Emily. She's doing this. She's in financial PR. Well done, Katie. Believe it or not, the irony of my great job before I changed was I launched broadband media into the UK.
Wow.
Can you believe? I am the most technically incompetent person. Ask my kids. I can't work my phone. I'm like this. Like, it's like, you know, I can't work the telly. That is completely beyond me. And yet I was the person that brought all of this into the UK. It is hilarious. But yes, I did. And it was a wonderful conversation. Rosie Nixon and Chloe Delalio were here the other week, and we've recorded an episode with them about all three of us having these incredible show-off jobs, which Emily also had, which we all just jacked in. We got spiritually tested by everyone around us going, you're mad, you're mad, you're mad. And yet we did. And here we are living the dream. The next thing is to remember, okay, that the Earth School rules are you're here to evolve yourself and learn through your mistakes, and you're also here to help others along the way too. And the more you help other people, the better it is. Okay?
Yeah, and also just a little tidbit on that. When you do heal yourself, you see, well, this is maybe like very bird's eye, but everyone is, we're all connected. So the more that you help others, you're helping yourself. And one of the biggest things that I think we deal with is that thing of separation or shame or guilt or ego or comparison or anger or like, you know, just blaming things, victim mentality. And it's like, if you see everything as a part of you, after you do that healing as well, it's easier to see it in that aspect. Then you truly see that everyone is a teacher. Everyone is helping you, even the people that are feel like they're hurting you, because the pain
takes those power. Are often the most valuable lessons.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it's really easy for me. But actually, people go, it's easy for you to say that. Actually, I have had some horrendous things happen to me along the ways. Whilst I'm sitting here from a viewpoint of privilege, this privilege wasn't given to me, okay? This wasn't something which I just sort of rocked up into this world and my dad said, here you are, darling, this is for you. No, I've had to take real knocks in order to kind of, and I didn't know, my younger self then didn't know what I know now. Like you as the younger version, you know way more than I ever knew at your age. And there's a lot of older self moments that I say to myself about, God, I wish I'd known that when I was younger.
But again, we're connected. So like yeah. by you helping me, because you kickstarted for me. So by you helping me, then you're also teaching your younger self, you know?
Exactly. Like, and remember, if anyone's watched, what's that fantastic film?
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Anyone watching this needs to watch that film. If you've never seen it before, I would urge you to read about what it's talking about first, because if you just watch it, I just watched it with my kids and I'm like, oh my God, this is so fantastic. And my kids are like, what? Yeah. What's he doing at the end? So it's a brilliant film to explain how you're always in this present moment, and what you're doing at this exact moment in time impacts what happened before, believe it or not, and what's going to happen next. You're in this full power control, which is a conversation for another time. Let's go back to the task at hand. So we've had our lessons. We have got love to share. We've got wisdom to share. What happens next?
After spreading the love and the joy, or not after, but a part of it, part of that spreading is creation, right?
Right.
So whatever you feel called to create in the world, again, it can be literally anything, like just joy, music, community, anything that calls your name, even just anything, you channel that love and that gratitude, which is one of the most powerful frequencies for manifestation, into your manifestation processes, which I'll get into next. Techniques or tools in the manifestation process, I'm sure many of you have heard. It is widely talked about scripting or journaling, right? Like journaling your future self, doing a meditation to visualize your future self, using affirmation to visualize or step into your future self. But these are just tools or techniques to guide yourself, or basically prime your mind for a new reality or for a new experience, right? So after you gain clarity on the emotion, which is obviously the love and the joy that we're talking about, because that's really the basis of all the things that we want, all of our desires. And then we channel that energy with those techniques, with those tools, visualization, scripting, journaling, into creating what you want to manifest, or what you want to physically create in your world, in your reality. Then you're absolutely unstoppable. Like really, you can, with that feeling, like after you've done that deeper healing, and again, not to say that you on your manifestation journey won't do the healing, because actually that is a big part of you having to heal the things that are blocking you from getting to your manifestations, because the things that are blocking you are mainly what? Fear and doubt and disbelief in yourself and spiritual tests coming in and trying to knock you off kilter.
And let me just stop you there for one second, because the one thing Emily doesn't have is 20 extra years, which I have. Yeah. So let me just give you 20 years of intel there.
Yeah.
That Emily was really lucky that she came into this when she was young. Mm-hmm. Most of the audience here are my age. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the older you get, the more entrenched the patterns become. So if you think about now at 29, how entrenched things are since when, say, you were 9 or 19. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then go to being 49 and thinking, if you've not actually had access to this information, which most people haven't, because we didn't know it wasn't there, you know, and we were also told that everything was there. So it's like, oh, okay, that often these negative patterns have become entrenched. So when you're dealing with affirmations and manifestations, that the disbelief that Emily's talking about can be very strong indeed.
Yes.
Because what happens is we start to get stories of our life, which where we start to believe, this never happens for me. I never find love. I never have wealth. Luck never comes my way. I can't barely stop. Right. No, not true. Okay. So, but the belief system gets entrenched. Yeah. Now, the other thing to just be aware of at this point is that not only does the belief system get further entrenched, the further down the journey we go, who needs black cats when you've got grey ones, eh? So the further down the journey you go, the more entrenched those negative cycles can become. Now, conversely, equally, as Emily is living proof, the further down the journey you go in the positivity, the more that gets entrenched too, okay? So that's the first thing. And the other thing to say is that when we're looking at healing inbuilt belief systems, which are so entrenched you can't believe that they're anything other than true, because your entire life experience is there to say, but this is what happens, Emily.
Yeah.
But this is what happens. So you can't sit there saying to me that, you know, that this is going to work, because everything in my life has conspired to say it doesn't work. So I have an entrenched belief system. So first thing I want you to come back to, how do you unblock an entrenched system? question number one. And message number two for everyone watching is, often these entrenched belief systems are so entrenched, it's not just from the story of your life. That there's another episode we're going to go into, which I may want to invite Emily back onto. I'll talk to her about it afterwards, whether she'll come back, is about ancestral healing.
Well, this, I have perfect answer here.
Okay, so right, Emily has two answers for both of that. So tell us.
So this ties beautifully into what I experienced this year, which I'll get to the answer. But even though I am young, I do believe that maybe in past lives or ancestral stuff, I came here with a lot to clear because I actually did in the beginning of my life have extremely low self-worth, have a pretty terrible relationship and went through like pretty traumatic experiences. Not that we all don't go through that. And that's why we have to do so much deep healing. But I was using the la-di-da, airy-fairy manifestation techniques like last year. And when I was learning about manifestation, when I did the healing, like for my health and my physical body and my physical ailments. But when I was doing those la-di-da techniques, things still weren't moving as much as I wanted them to be. So this year taught me the lesson of deeper entrenched healing, because doing the deeper, harder work is not always fun. But if you do want to get to your highest timeline, which, or, you know, if you want to really manifest your goals and really do the work, doing that deeper, harder work is important. And what I'm talking about is inner child healing, hypnotherapy, going back into ancestral and past life lines, which may sound woo-woo to some watchers, but there's a lot of deep energy there that actually does need clearing. And you'll feel so much lighter after you do this stuff. So working with a therapist or a hypnotherapist, because I'm not specifically certified in hypnotherapy, but doing chakra healing too, because those are like your energetic centers that hold lifetimes of negative belief systems.
Well, anyone's going, oh, that's so interesting. Just to say that Emily and I will amalgamate our list of people that we think are great. If anyone wants it, just put healer in the comments underneath and we'll send you the link.
Doing that deeper healing, because as you said, with the physical stuff, in hand also comes that foundational belief system healing, because a lot of your belief systems and those negative, I'm not worthy or nothing ever works out for me or I'm not good enough, those actually create dis-ease. Where's our Palo Santo? We do that deeper healing and then we realize that some of those negative beliefs are actually causing imbalances in the physical body. So again, it all ties hand in hand like your health pyramid. It's literally all connected. And when you make yourself the greatest project and commit to this work, you really see just how everything ties together so deeply. But along with that, what will help your process, whatever age you are, wherever you are in life, it's about reading these books and gaining more knowledge for yourself and reading these things and also accumulating, or I guess just trying like some of these things out and seeing how they do work, or seeing little mini manifestations or mini miracles in your life, because that builds faith. And faith, no matter what religion you are, no matter what you're practicing, faith, belief, knowing, confidence in yourself is all the same thing. It's just trust. It's belief that the universe or whatever you want to call it does have your back and that everything is actually working for your greatest and highest good. And once you build that trust muscle, then when you do the inner work, you're like, okay, I trust that what I'm doing is going to work. And you start to ties back to the first book I read on my spiritual journey, The Power of Positive Thinking. You start to naturally think more positively and expect a positive outcome.
And she's completely right. And let me give you I've already given you one love grid exercise. Let me give you another one for today. A super, super easy exercise that I've created. And this is me, actually. I've based it on this. So Emily and I were in Sicily early this summer because she's my niece and we liked holiday together so that we can have conversations like this. So one of the things that they have in Sicily are these lovely hearts. Okay. And they're called ex voto. It's V-O-T-O. And what it means is it was originally a sort of pagan folklore thing, which Christianity in Sicily kind of absorbed as well and sort of attributed it to the Christ. Okay, but we can strip religion back out again and just go back to the concept. Now, the concept was that every time a prayer came true, like a vow, which was to the universe. Let's say you wanted a child or you wanted a husband or you wanted a harvest or whatever it was. When your prayers were answered, you would hang up a heart to remind yourself of the fact that that had come true. Because in this day and age, it's very, very easy to take things. Things go at such a pace that you forget. I remember saying to the universe when I desperately wanted a second baby, because I wanted a sibling for my child, and it was just kind of like I just wanted my two kids. And I was incredibly blessed because I ended up having twins, and so here we are. But I remember saying to the universe at the time, I said, please, please, please. I said, God, okay, so please, God, please, please, please. If you give me this second baby, I will thank you every day for the rest of my life. Okay, I will thank you every day. And I made this like vow to God. I was like, oh my God, please, please, please. I'll cry my eyes out. I want these babies. I want these babies. It was another failed round of IVF. I was crying my eyes out. It was awful. And so I made this sort of pact with the universe. Now, you've got to be really careful making pacts with the universe, because the universe is like really, really almighty. Okay, so it's kind of like you need to deliver. So anyway, I was blessed, and I had donor eggs, and it worked. Yay. And I got twins, because the universe is indeed abundant, especially in my case. It kind of never rains when it pours. It's either one extreme or the other. And in they came. The pregnancy was very hard, and it was all, you know, blah, blah, blah. But nonetheless, my babies came in, and I had my babies. What happens? Okay, so of course I'm grateful. So I'm pregnant, and I'm grateful, and every day I'm grateful, and I have the babies, and I'm grateful, and it's hard work, but I'm grateful. And then one day, I forgot to thank the universe. I was like, oh my God, I've forgotten to thank the universe. I have broken my vow. Okay, now I was really stressed about this. Like, oh my God, my kids are going to die, or something awful is going to happen. I promised you, I vowed. Now, I didn't know then about this whole ex voto idea that was in Sicily, because that came later. But in ancient Sicily, they knew that when you make a vow like that to the universe, you need to hang something up in your home to remind you to be grateful. So I asked for my babies. There's my heart. That's my baby heart. Every time I walk past that heart, I say thank you for my babies. Well, I didn't do that. Now, we don't all necessarily in this day and age want to hang hearts all across our house. So what I then did was I thought, what am I going to do to make sure I never forget? So what I did was I put on, at that time, three bangles. They've grown a bit since then, okay? So I had three bangles, and they weren't these ones. It doesn't matter. Emily's got her three. Right. So what do? They make a noise. Now, so what that means is when I'm wearing these bangles and they're just, I'm just living, just going from A to B, doing what I do, I put my three bangles on so that they clank. So every time I hear them, it's thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. So they just clank, 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 clank. And I'll always wear three because it's three wishes. Because, you know, Aladdin always said you get three wishes. Now, I've kind of got my to-do list with the universe is a little bit longer than that. Okay, so I've added a few extra ones in. They don't make a noise, but they've been blessed by a shaman in Bali. So, you know, that's good enough for me. But these ones do, okay? So the idea of having a little piece of jewellery on me, which I personally put on my wrists, is a constant reminder of my blessings. And I've never forgotten since. And it's a really good exercise. And let me tell you, if you do that, what it does is it does exactly what Emily's saying, which is to create a constant state of gratitude, okay, and a concentrate state of higher self. And as a result of which, you create a positive state around you. Now, I just wanted, before I ask Emily her last three questions, say another brilliant exercise. So I've given you the love grid. I've given you the noise. Okay, and now I'm going to give you how to get everything you want, which I'm going to fully expand in another episode. But if you want to know my secret for getting everything you want, what you don't do is approach the universe like a greedy child, going, well, I want this and I want that and I haven't got anything and I'm not grateful. Me, 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 me. I need this. Why does that not happen to me? That's like a parent going, God, this child's spoiled. I'm not giving you any more because you're not grateful for what you've got. Any normal parent, okay, would take away rather than give. So what I do is I'm constantly grateful. So this is constantly making a racket for me to go, thank you, 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 counting my blessings. And then what I do is I say to the universe, I'll be even more grateful if whatever it is that I'm asking for next. So I'm already being really grateful. And with all this gratitude, I'm give to you, giving into the love grid, and the universe is up there going, oh, isn't that nice? Isn't she doing a good job? Isn't she feeding lots of lovely energy? And actually, given that she's got the rule book, she'll be even more grateful, which is even more goodness is going to come out of her if we do indeed do whatever it is that she's going to be even more grateful for. So I'm not saying I want, I need, it's not fair. Okay, that never comes out my mouth. Okay, that's not a good way to start asking any divine parent or any parent for anything indeed. So I've learned that as a parent. So there's my advice. Now,
Father Universe or Father Mother Universe.
Yeah, exactly, divine parents. Right, Emily's got to go teach yoga. So Emily, what are the three things you do every single day to make your dreams come true? What do you do?
Okay, well, I use the move, meditate, manifest method, basically, which is just tying those three things into my day. So as you said, I'm really loving writing a list, like a gratitude list, but I like to call it a miracle list instead now, because when I go down, like, what, just all throughout my day now, it's like when you start manifestation too, your faith will, or your belief in this will be built, because you'll start to see like signs everywhere, like people mirroring your inner world. It starts to get pretty magical. Like it actually feels like magic. And you could make your little miracle list, like just write down a little tiny, it could be like I got peanut butter the other day and it was like 222 on it. And I was like, wow, what a miracle. Cause I just make everything a miracle now. Just,
yeah, but that's,
you know, but it's to suck the magic out of life.
No, you've really, really got to go for it, guys, because the whole of society is set up to make us feel that we're lacking because someone wants to sell you something to fill the lack. Okay. And that everything's kind of negative because you watch soap operas. It's called Schadenfreude. Things like The Real Housewives. It's all based on negativity, pulling things down, making things bad, making you feel better by someone else having it worse than you in the first place, or then going on Instagram comparing yourself to everyone else. No,
I really just try not to actually even scroll if Instagram or social media. I think just the mindfulness of like what you're putting into your brain while you go on that is so important now. Like I've really set boundaries and it's completely changed my mood.
Yes, a quick autumn thing there is, now is the time to go through who you're following on Instagram. If they do not entertain you in a positive way or educate you in a possible way, get rid of them. So that's the first thing.
So the manifesting, it's either write your little miracle list or do a little visualization, usually before bed or in the morning, because that's when your subconscious is most open.
Yep.
So any of those manifestations.
The most powerful hours of the day are first thing in the morning and just before you go to sleep.
Yes. And then movement. So whatever form of movement you like. Like I love to do Qigong or yoga or even Pilates some days.
Walking.
Walking, running, boxing, like anything that moves energy through your body, because with what we're talking about, it gets that old energy out and it brings new energy in, and your body's just meant to move. It's built to move. And then the third thing is doing some sort of meditation just to be present, because the gratitude, not only for what happened in the past or the future, but gratitude for the now moment is super powerful, because the now is the space of limitless potential. Eckhart Tolle, which we'll put in the spiritual teacher list, he talks about how the present moment is literally the like a clean slate, the most powerful place.
And
so in the moment.
If meditation's putting you off, what I would do is a quick Katie Delia Smith over here is look in the mirror, because looking in the mirror amplifies everything. So when you're brushing your teeth at night, just look in the mirror and go, I am grateful for everything in my world. I am grateful for everything in my world. I attract, what a really quick affirmation that you would say, a really good one, all compassing.
I am limitless. I am worthy. I am abundant. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I am like pure unconditional love. Yeah. Joy.
Yeah, just say that to the mirror. The mirror is a really useful tool because it amplifies everything. Okay, so that's the first thing you do.
Well, so those are the three things. Basically just some sort of movement, a meditation to stay in the moment, and then a manifestation technique.
Yeah.
But as a side note, like I think that if you get into the manifesting world, it gets really exciting because you start to see some little results. But if you get too, first of all, greedy with the universe and you don't stay in that gratitude, but also if you get too like, where is it? Where is it? That's not what manifestation is. Manifestation is flow over force. So if you're searching, or that is being in a state of lack, if you're doing the manifestation thing and then not practicing just being in your body through movement or being in the present moment through meditation, then you're still not going to get to where you want to go, because you're not practicing that abundant flow right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, if all of this conversation has left you feeling, wow, slightly mind blown, that's a lot to process, that's so interesting, I want to know more, I really recommend engaging with what Emily is, the queen of content, especially in this bit here. I mean, the wisdom is fantastic. And obviously on your social grids, if you just sort of delve into her TikTok and Instagram, it will all be there singing and dancing like a kind of festival of super interesting content. But the way that you've drawn it all together into your own system is on your app, isn't it? So I've saved that bit to last. So look, pop over to her app, because it's fantastic. So just tell everyone how you've managed to organize all that into what you're doing there.
Yeah. So the my tagline, I guess, is reunite with your inner light, which is what this is all about. Joy, yeah. Gratitude, love, inner light, the hearts in Sicily. But it's the movement, meditation, manifestation method, or that it's called the Energy with Emily experience.
Right. And it's right there, organized. So, yeah. And then they can just jump in with you and just get involved that way. Because Emily is a teacher. She's either a physical teacher, like go to her classes because she's off to go and teach one right now. But she's a teacher there online as well. And this, in my opinion, this bit of what you do is, and also the other thing I think you do just beyond brilliantly. I mean, everything Emily does is great. But the bit that I absolutely love are your meditations. They're so good. And if anyone watching this has gone, oh, I tried meditation, I can't settle my mind. I understand. I know. But just jump in with Emily on that one and just let her take you on that journey, because it is something which is just magical in terms of what you do. It is over and above, in my humble opinion. So do have a look at her app. She didn't come on this to prove her app, by the way, just to say.
No,
she didn't at all. She's just, like, sure, about my app. I'm like, no, people want to know.
A portion of that, too, it's like each video, each part of the app is not, it's not lengthy. So if you don't really like meditation or you feel like you can't sit there for ages, each thing that you teach and each thing that I teach, it's like you can just integrate small bits of it into your day. It doesn't need to be like an all-consuming thing.
No.
So it's really just about being consistent with the small.
Yeah.
Practices each
and
day.
Any questions, guys, either put them in the comments below or just message us, okay? Message us on the Own Your Health platform, message Emily, which is Energy with Emily, message me, because we'll talk to you through it, or we can do a live feed, or we can come back on the podcast and do another episode. Because what we've been discussing here is what I refer to as high healing. This is delicate, soft stuff. It's also incredibly challenging. Okay, it is a bit like if you've ever done a yoga class and you sort of go like that, okay, and you're like this, and someone in the class is going like that, and you're limited, and it hurts to put your arms back further. This is exactly the same concept, and that when you go to these blockages, often you have to work through it, and often what you need at that point to work through it is a teacher. The issue was, as part of history, is we kind of, as I said at the beginning, we kind of killed our teachers off, which wasn't our highest moment, but it doesn't matter because we're back. So don't worry about the fact that this information's only coming at you for the first time. The point is, by engaging with this episode, you know now. And even though you don't necessarily know everything you need to do, but what you do know is that there are people like us out there who will help you. So just engage with our help, because we'll take you on the journey with us. And we're here offering a lot of what it is for free. We can come back and teach you. Join Emily, join me, join both of us, and we'll take you on the journey. So, Emily, it's always an absolute joy to talk to Emily. She's my niece. I love her so much. It's been a joy to have you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening and watching, guys. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the next episode.